This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is joining the leaders of the group of seven in Hiroshima, Japan, as the most powerful democracies unveil new sanctions against Russia and call out China-forged trade practices. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakaswara.
President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine, not a G7 member, is scheduled to participate in the meeting on Sunday, following his appearance at the Arab League Summit in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Over the weekend, the leaders will turn their focus on China, seeking to reduce dependency in critical supply chains and counter what they call Beijing's economic coercion. G7 leaders pledged their commitment to achieving a world without nuclear weapons, calling out Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran to cease their nuclear activities. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Hiroshima.
A second meeting on Friday between White House and Republican congressional negotiators on raising the federal government's debt ceiling broke up with no progress cited by either side and no additional meeting set. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre acknowledged that the stakes could not be higher.
A default would plunge our economy into recession. Economists estimate that millions of Americans could lose their jobs. Hardworking families could lose their retirement savings. So our team will stay at it. We will stay focused. And we hope that Speaker McCarthy's team will negotiate in good faith as well.
President Joe Biden's National Security Advisor Dick Sullivan told reporters Saturday that this has been discussed at the G7, and the president has expressed confidence that he believes that there will be an outcome to avoid default. Biden is cutting his trip short to continue negotiations. This is VOA News. Chinese migrants crossing the Rio Grande, dividing Mexico from the U.S., has been a common sight. Or Latino migrants, I should say. But, as VOA's Elizabeth Lee explains, lately there have been Chinese migrant crossings that were once far less common.
Many Chinese migrants take similar routes, flying from China to Turkey and then to Ecuador because of its relatively loose visa policy. From there, they travel by foot and bus through South and Central America to the U.S.-Mexico border, some paying a guide or asking for directions along the way. The Chinese embassy wrote to VOA saying the Chinese government has always opposed illegal immigration and adopted various measures to stop illegal exits. Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley says about a month ago, some 100 Chinese migrants a day were arriving here at this Texas shelter.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports another death linked to eye drops tainted with a drug-resistant bacteria. More from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Four people have died. 81 people have been infected, and 14 people have lost their vision. Cases have been reported in 18 states. The bacteria driving it, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, is resistant to standard antibiotics. CDC investigators say most of the patients had used certain brands of eye drops, and products from EsraCare and Delsym Pharma were recalled in February. After the recall, health inspectors visited the plant in India that made the eye drops and found problems with how the drops were made and tested, including inadequate sterility measures. The CDC also said four people needed surgery to remove an eyeball due to the infections. I'm Ed Donahue.
Jeff Bezos' rocket company, has won a NASA contract to land astronauts on the moon 2 years after losing out to SpaceX. Blue Origin received a $3.4 billion contract Friday to develop a lunar lander. It will use to transport astronauts to the lunar surface as early as 2029, following a pair of crew landings by Elon Musk's SpaceX. NASA wants different landing options as it seeks to return astronauts to the moon decades after the Apollo program. The Artemis program kicked off with a successful test flight late last year, with an empty Orion capsule going into lunar orbit before returning home. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.